Hello, everyone, and welcome to the DPB Podcast. I'm your host, Ryan Mondes. This is episode number 343 for December 10th, 2024.
Welcome to the Disney Pins Blog Podcast, the latest news on Disney pin trading and collecting from around the world.
Welcome back to the show, everyone. I actually think this is going to be my last episode of 2024. I was going to do one next week, but I was looking at my schedule and I have a lot of work to do with my full-time job next week, wrapping up for the end of the year. So I don't think I'm going to have time to record and edit a podcast. And then every year, I always usually take off the last 2 weeks of the year of the podcast. So yeah, that brings us to January then. That'll be the next podcast episode in early January 2025. But that doesn't mean the pin news is going to stop. Of course, I'm going to keep the website up to date every single day, DisneyPinsBlog.com, and our other social channels, Instagram, Facebook, the Facebook group, X, and might have a YouTube short or TikTok go up as well. But yeah, just no podcast episode between now and the end of the year. All right, so that leads us into the pin news. First one to start off with, Box Lunch. They had a few new blind box pin sets that released last week. First up is the Inside Out Train. It's actually Inside Out 2, Emotions Train. That's the official name. Six pins in total. The characters include joy, disgust, sadness, anger, fear, and anxiety. One randomly selected pin per box, and the price is $10.90. Then at Box Lunch, there was a Mickey and Friends Skiing Adventure blind box pin set. Six pins here as well. Characters include Mickey, Minnie, Pluto, Goofy, and Donald Duck. That is also $10.90. And the last one at Box Lunch features Marvel Milkshakes. Six pins here as well. And they're inspired by Iron Man, Spider-Man, Captain Marvel, and more. Those are also $10.90. Next up is our sales at a DPB store. First up, we had a few new Artland pin releases last week. There was the Santa Mickey Mouse pin, about 2.5 inches in size, and then two new Beauty and the Beast pins, one featuring Gaston and the other featuring Lumiere. Those two are 3 inches in size, and all three Artland pins are a limited edition of 250. Available now at DPB Store. Then we had two new exclusives this past week. Last week on Thursday was the fourth pin in our Disney Cats Window series, which features Mochi from Big Hero 6. This was a popular one. Thank you to everyone who supports this release and all the kind words. Really appreciate it. It's a special edition of 300. The price is $25. Hinge design with the acrylic on the front portion of the pin. So far, we have Cheshire Cat, Marie, Lucifer, and Mochi. I think we are getting low on Marie and Lucifer. So if you had your eye on those, be sure to hit up DPB Store. And then we had a second exclusive release this past week. This one actually released yesterday on Monday. And it is the ninth and final release in our Disney Princess Diamond series. We are ending off the series with Elsa from Frozen. Only 300 produced, and the price is $25. 3 inches in size with the jewel elements and the marbleized background. I do love this collection. And all are still available. Aurora, Mulan, Rapunzel, Snow White, Belle, Ariel, Moana, Tiana, and now Elsa. I think we are getting low on Rapunzel, Belle, Ariel, Moana, and possibly Aurora. And then lastly, at DPB Store, I wanted to mention our holiday releases again. We have the Tangled Christmas Wreath pin, the Aristocats Marie Eiffel Tower pin, and then the Stitch Happy Hanukkah pin. All are still available at DPB Store. We are getting low, though, on the Hanukkah pin and the Marie Christmas pin. And then that wraps it up for DPB Store. I just want to mention we will have one more exclusive release between now and the end of the year. It's probably going to be next Thursday, so keep an eye out for that. All right, next up is Disney Studio Store Hollywood. Last week, they had a new Pin Trader Delight Flip. The pins in this series feature Baloo from Tailspin. That's limited edition of 400. Olaf from Frozen. Also limited edition 400, and then Louie, Donald Duck's nephew. That is LE 300. And then this week's Toys for Tots pin releases at Disney Studios Store Hollywood feature Dinah from Alice in Wonderland and Figaro from Pinocchio. Next up is Pink a la Mode. They had a new release, part of their Disney coin series. Wave 2 features Elsa, Rapunzel, Evil Queen, Cinderella, Belle, Marie, and Dinah. Those are special edition of 300, and the price is $29.90 each. Next up is Disney Store Online. They had the 12th and final release in the Stitch Attack Snack series. This also released in the parks at Disneyland and Walt Disney World. But the 12th series features hot chocolate. You have Stitch, Angel, and then the hot chocolate mug. Limited release, and the price is $34.99. And then also online at Disney Store, there was a bunch of new D23 Gold Member exclusive releases. First up is the Fantastic Mr. Fox 15th Anniversary Pin, which I think Disney acquired the rights to this. It wasn't originally a Disney film, but it's limited edition of 500, and the price is $21.99. And they had a 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea 70th Anniversary Pin. This one has a hinge design, limited edition of 1,000, and the price is $24.99. The third pin features Princess and the Frog 15th Anniversary, and it is a jumbo pin that comes in a box. This is limited edition of 1,000, and the price is $46.99. The fourth D23 Gold Member exclusive features The Incredibles 20th Anniversary. This also has a hinge design with the Incredible family on the inside. Limited edition of 1,000, and the price is $24.99. And then the last D23 Gold Member exclusive features Toy Story 2 25th Anniversary, Woody's Roundup. There are three pins included in this set. Limited edition of 1,000, and the price is $36.99. All those I just mentioned released on Tuesday, December 10th, 2024. All right, next we'll head overseas. First up is Shanghai Disney Resort. Like I mentioned last week, they had a bunch of new open edition pins. We're still catching up on the blog post, but they had a huge release featuring Disney characters in an alphabet set. So you have all the letters of the alphabet with a hinge design. The front portion has stained glass element, and then you open it up and you have the colors of the character on the inside. Very nice, large, open edition collection at Shanghai Disneyland. Next up is Tokyo Disney Resort. They had a new Marie Dangle pin from the Aristocats. It has a gold frame with Marie in the center, and the dangle has a little bow on the bottom. That is exclusive to Tokyo Disney Resort. And then lastly, we have Disney Parks in America. There were three new limited edition pin releases this week, and they are shared on both coasts, so we don't have any exclusives at Disneyland or Walt Disney World. All of these are available on both coasts. First up is the 12th and final release in the Showtime Posters Collection. This one features the Triton Sisters from The Little Mermaid. Limited edition of 3,000, and the price is $19.99. The second release is the 12th and final pin in the Spring Rides Collection. December features Darkwing Duck. Limited edition of 4,000, the price is $19.99. And then lastly, we have the 12th and final release in the Character Scoops Collection. This one features 101 Dalmatians, limited edition of 4,000, and the retail price is $19.99. So we have three additional monthly collections that have completed at Disney Parks. If you guys want to hit up the website, I am compiling images and doing blog posts on each collection that completed. So far we have Walt Disney World Parades, Disneyland Parades, the Marvel Superpower Pops collection, and now these three. I will have blog posts up soon if you guys want to see all the pins together in one image. All right, so that's going to do it for the last episode of 2024, episode number 343, your December 2024 week 2 Disney pin news. Again, like I mentioned, no podcast for the rest of the year here, but I will be back at the beginning of January. All pin news is up on the website, disneypinsblog.com. I want to wish you guys a Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays, Happy New Year. And yeah, hope you have a safe, happy holiday season. Thank you again for the support, and I'll be back soon. See ya.